Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, with respect to him, I read in a book that he had tutors he had a human teacher, like, right, and a few teachers, mm-hmm, to learn Persian, Urdu, Arabic, logic, mm-hmm, everything. My understanding was that a prophet should have innate knowledge and should not have, as a teacher himself, he should not have
learned anything from anybody.
Yes, because it's a God-given to him anyways, he should not have. So, what is the explanation?
Of course, I understand the question. Now, the premise has no foundation that no prophet of God should be able to read or write. This promise is proved to be absolutely wrong by the Holy Quran itself, because the only prophet who is referred to as Ummi is Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None other, to my knowledge, is mentioned as Ummi either in the Quran or in any divine book. So this is not the right premise at all. Why to call every other prophet Ummi if this is a title and a special title, distinctive title of only Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That is, if you apply this term Ummi to the literal sense as well as to other senses. But let's first analyze the word Ummi and then see whether it is in any way applicable to other prophets or not. The fact is that as far as the religious knowledge and the real underlying meaning of religious teachings is concerned, no prophet is taught that by any human being. So if that is what you have in mind, then I fully agree with the premise that no prophet is taught what he is going to teach to the world in the name of God by any human being. So if it is proved that Hazrat Mirza Sahib was taught what he taught to the world in the name of God by some village teacher in his childhood, then his case is dropped, finished. Don't take any more interest. But what he was taught, he rose to speak against that traditional knowledge handed over to him by the ordinary mullahs. So that is what he was taught by God later on. He himself, you know, for a long time, until God had himself corrected him, believed in the life of Jesus Christ, uninterrupted, continuous for the last 2000, or at his time, last 1900 years or so. And he never noticed the some verses of the Quran which positively declared him to be dead. Declared him to have met his natural death, I mean. Now, when it was revealed to him by Allah that Jesus is no longer alive, and God revealed to him, pointing to the verses of the Quran, when he reread the Quran, immediately a complete new understanding was born. This was never taught to him by a human teacher. Then read his commentary of the Quran. Wherever he comments on the verses of the Holy Quran, and then you re-examine the reports that he was taught by small village teachers, the Holy Quran. Can you ever imagine that these interpretations were taught to him during his childhood by a small ordinary village mullah? What he was taught was how to read and write the Quran and the traditional some technique. He never went to school anyway. You know, like some ulama are brought and elders are invited to help teaching the babies in Muslim houses, reading and writing of the Quran, and then for further study, if they're interested, some comparatively biggest scholars employed by wealthy families. Now working back to that position, can you ever imagine that a man or a family member, the family member should realize this is going to be a prophet and he should not be taught? Even these ordinary ways? So this is a premise which has no legs to stand upon, it's absolutely no foundation. And when you do understand the meaning of who is taught by God and in how he is taught by God, then the things become very clear. Thank you.
Another question.